Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us this morning. We have good vibes on the way. 216-474-0104. The good vibes could be anything. Anything going on in your world right now that makes you happy. It brings you joy.
Is it the end of school coming up?
Yeah, it could be that.
Could be summer vacation being planned. Anything like that, big, small, we want to hear it.
A lot of people have been bragging about their grad at this time of year. We love hearing that. Their future plans and aspirations. 216-474-0104. Good vibes on the way at 655. I mentioned this to Alyssa yesterday, somewhat as a joke, but I think we're actually going to leave the studio here in a few minutes on a little field trip. So yesterday I approached Alyssa and I said, hey, I think that I have found you a new pet. And the joke was, is Alyssa just got a new cat, her third cat to add to the family.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So I'm learning the names now. There's Pancake, there's Caboodle, and now there's little Ozzy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's the first time you've gotten all their names right.
I tell you, I grow. I evolve.
I'm proud of you.
I try to pay attention. But yesterday or 2 days ago, as I'm driving through our parking garage, so we work in the Halley building downtown, the historic Halley building on Huron, and across the street is the Halley building parking garage where we park every single day. And as I'm weaving through the parking garage the other day, I noticed this cat run out in front of me and then runs into this little hole in the wall, like it has its own little tunnel. And I told Alyssa about that as a joke, and Alyssa's like, no, I want to go try to find that cat.
Yeah, I want to go try to find this cat. You tell me there's a cat, I'm going to go want to try to find it.
So you think that it might be a stray cat?
If it's in the parking garage, yes, that's a stray.
I was just thinking—
We're in downtown Cleveland.
I know. It's just that we have residents downtown, and obviously the Halley building doesn't just house our studios. It's also, you know, there's condos.
You know what? I don't even care if this comes off as judgy. If you're a cat owner downtown and you let your cat outside, that's irresponsible.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, like straight up.
I don't know. I'm not a cat owner.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
That is not cool.
So you want to go try to find the cat?
Yes. I'm confident that this is a stray cat. There's no way this is somebody's cat.
Okay. Well, there's a lot going on this morning. As you can tell, we're also going to hash it out a little bit later on at 7:25. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. We are going to Old Brooklyn to talk to Mandy to get a good vibe this morning. Mandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share with us, what's your good vibe?
Well, I have a group of ladies that we have a girls' night as often as we can, and we make each other dinner. And my bestie, Alyssa, she made this cake that I like found, and I was like, oh my God, is this not my cake? I'm obsessed with London fogs.
Ooh.
And lavender London fogs. And she found a lavender London fog cake.
Oh, and that sounds so good.
and surprised me with it at our girls' night.
Just for you?
Yeah.
Is this like something that she does? Is she a baker?
Yes, she she's been trying to find all of our cakes. Like she likes to make really weird cakes.
Aww.
And this was a different, yeah. And so she finally found mine, and it was amazing. It was like a wet cake. Like you pour a cream on it, kind of like a tres leches situation.
Okay.
And it had this lavender mascarpone icing. Anyway, it was perfect. 10 out of 10.
I'm reading right now about the London Fog Cake. So it's an extra soft and moist cake flavored with Earl Grey tea and lavender, soaked with sweet Earl Grey lavender milk and frosted with silky lavender vanilla bean cream cheese frosting. And it looks delicious.
We got to stop because I'm getting hungry.
It's so good. Do it.
That is absolutely a good vibe, Mandy. And that sounds like a good friend that you have, that she thought of you.
Yes, I'm very lucky to have my girls.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, so good to have you with us this morning. I don't even know where to start.
I don't either.
I don't even know where to begin here. This started out as a joke. This was a joke on my part.
I recognize that this was fully supposed to be a bit.
Yes, it was just a joke. Because Alyssa has added a third member to her family, or actually a third cat, to her family in the past couple of weeks.
Just 2 weeks ago, yesterday. I've had him 2 weeks as of yesterday, Ozzy.
And then I just mentioned, just off the top of my head, the other day I was driving through our parking garage, which is the Halley Building parking garage in downtown Cleveland. And as I'm weaving through the parking spaces, this cat runs out in front of my car and runs into this hole into the wall. And so I mentioned to Alyssa, I said, hey, there's a cat in our parking garage. As long as you're adopting cats, why don't you just go and try to find this stray cat that's apparently in our parking garage? And Alyssa's like, yeah, show me where the hole is.
And I'm like, Bill, you gotta show me where it is.
So that's what I did 20 minutes ago. And now, sitting in Alyssa's lap is a cat.
I'm so happy.
So we went exactly right where the hole is in the garage, mm-hmm. where I saw this cat run in. And I'm thinking that I'll just show Alyssa where the hole is. And
maybe, there's not going to be a cat, surely.
Yeah, the cat's not going to be waiting by the hole.
Oh, but she was. Oh, but she was.
I was just thinking that we could put down a bowl full of kibble or
right.
something like that.
Yeah, no, but she was waiting right when we went up to it. I saw little whiskers through the hole, and Bill was trying to take a video, and he's looking and trying. And I'm like, shush, 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 shush. She's right there. She's right there.
Right. Alyssa's trying to lure the cat out of the hole in the wall, and I'm just being loud, trying to describe what's going on. I'm scaring the cat.
But no, she came right out, within what, 2 minutes? Within 2 minutes, I had this cat in my hands, and she is so good. She has been sitting on my lap for the past 20 minutes. She's the snuggliest little girl. Bill ran down to the little convenience store downstairs in the Halley Building and got her some food. So she's been having the time of her life. She's living the good life now.
I mean, honestly, how convenient is it that we have a convenience store downstairs from where we work that has cat food?
It's very convenient for times like this.
I mean, honestly, it's all worked out.
Should we give away a cat for Alyssa's College of Knowledge today? I don't know.
What do we do?
I don't know.
What are you going to do with the cat?
So I'm pretty sure, one, that she's a girl. Two, she actually looks like she's in pretty good shape. She's a little skinny, but she's not too bad. And three, I stopped into the Star 102 studio down the hall and took her in there, and Tim from the morning show gave her a name already. So she already has a name. So I think we may be getting a little too attached. Her name is Hallie because she was found in the Halley Building garage.
We should call her Hallie.
I know. What if we just had a station cat? Can we keep her here? I would be morale would be so much higher for me if I had a cat on my lap every morning. Do you realize that? I would be such a happier human.
I would think that you would be some evil villain just sitting there every morning just petting your cat.
That's kind of how I feel, but I love it. I love it.
This cat right now is going to town on some...
Friskies wet food.
Right.
Friskies pate.
I'm taking video and I'm posting it up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. So you can see the rescue of the cat. And I'm taking video right now. You can see the cat sitting on Alyssa's lap and having breakfast.
Yep. She's having the time of her life.
You know how I know this was meant to be?
How?
Because look who's coming on our show next.
Who?
During Hash It Out. Hallie.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's her name.
Oh, well, that's our cat's name now, too. Hallie, you got a good name.
The universe is just working its magic this morning.
It really is.
So Hallie and Justin are joining us for Hash It Out this morning on the morning that you rescue Hallie, the garage cat.
The garage cat.
That's insane. I can't believe all
also,
of this.
Also, seriously, if you want to see this little kitty, she's such a little nugget, at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. We have some videos up there. And if you want more, I mean, we'll have her in the studio. So
yeah, we got to figure out what to do next. But we do have Hash It Out coming up as well. What is going on with Hallie and her husband, Justin? That's on the way.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Morning show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So good to have you here. We're going to hash it out this morning. We have Justin and Hallie. They are married. They are happily married. We want to state that from the top.
Okay.
Right?
That's a good thing. We're starting off strong.
So Justin came to us because something is going on that he wanted to get our opinion on. probably not my opinion. He probably wants your opinion more than mine.
I think Alyssa. He probably came to us so that everybody listening can give their opinion, because there are much more qualified people listening than us.
And then Justin wants to be able to say to his wife, see, I was right the entire time. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's going on between you and Hallie?
All right. Yeah. So Hallie and I are married. We're happily married. She's loving my life. Everything's going really well. But
all right. He's like, I'll just butter him up real quick.
Make sure everyone understands going into this situation. This is just a funny situation, but we've been going round and around on this. And I need people's opinions on this because I feel like I am 100% right and she's wrong.
Yeah. See, I do the same thing, Justin. Go ahead.
Yeah. So here's the thing. She is currently pregnant with our first child. I am over the moon about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. But for the last 2 days, we've been going round and around in this little fight that we've been having because she will not tell me the sex of our baby.
So she already knows.
She already knows. She went to the doctor. She had her appointment on Tuesday, but she refuses to tell me, what the sex of our baby is until the gender reveal party. Which is not until next Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not until next Saturday, and I have to wait over a week until she's going to tell me whether or not we're having a boy or a girl. Like, I'm the father. I helped create the thing. I feel like I should know.
Okay. Do you have any follow-up questions for Justin before we bring in Hallie?
No, this is cracking me up, though.
All right, Hallie building. Hello, Hallie.
Hi.
I have one question before we get into this. Hallie, by any chance, are you upset with your husband because he missed the appointment where you found out the sex of your baby?
I'm not upset about it. I mean, I didn't plan to have him not know. But more importantly, I do just really want him to have like a genuinely surprised reaction in the photos. So when I was at the appointment and it was like, do you want to know? And he wasn't there. I wasn't upset about it, but I was like, oh, opportunity.
Oh.
Gotcha.
She's like, I could play around with him a little bit.
So, yeah. So, no, I'm not upset, but I bet he won't miss another appointment.
Oh, I bet he doesn't.
But it's okay. It's okay. No, I more just really want him to have like a genuine surprise reaction. And also, how often do you get to be, surprised in life in a good way?
I understand what you're saying. And if this was any other situation in the world, then maybe I would agree with you. But this is our baby. This is our child. I don't think that I should be left in the dark for over a week. I think that's too much to ask. If it was maybe 24 hours, maybe I would understand, honey. But like, this is over a week. This is the only thing that's going to be on my mind.
Well, good. The anticipation will build.
What if the situation was reversed? What if you didn't get to, what if I found out and you didn't find out? Would you be okay with me not telling you for a week?
One, I would totally be okay. And two, I probably would have come to the appointment.
See,
she is mad that he didn't come to the appointment.
Oh, I don't think she's mad. I think she's just messing with him.
No, I think she's lying right now, because I think if the situation was reversed, she would be begging me day in and day out from the moment we woke up to the moment we go to bed to tell her what the baby is.
She said she didn't care if it was a boy or a girl, so who cares?
I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. I'm going to love our child one way. Like, it doesn't matter to me. But it doesn't mean that I don't want to know.
Justin and Hallie, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. What do you think, Alyssa?
I mean, I think a better question, Bill, what do you think? I've never had kids. If this was Paula, if she was withholding the sex of your baby, would you be bothered?
I'm trying to put myself back into how I was back in 2011 when Will was born.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to re-channel the feelings of being a new dad. And I don't know. Like, I don't think that... I don't know. I mean, it's just a week, Justin. It's not like she's saying wait until the delivery day before you find out the sex of the baby.
Oh, could you imagine?
It's just a week until the gender reveal party. I think you can hold out.
I mean, a week is a pretty long time for my baby.
216-474-0104. What do you think? Is Justin overreacting right now? I think he's overreacting. And I'm going to default to the whatever the pregnant mom wants during the 9 months of her pregnancy.
Yeah.
she gets.
I feel like that's just a rule of thumb.
No matter what it is, go along with it.
Exactly. It's just better for everybody.
216-474-0104. Do you disagree? Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Throwback Thursday. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. We are doing Hash It Out this morning. Well, Alyssa's doing Hash It Out with a cat on her lap.
Yep. We've got Hallie the cat in my lap, and we have Hallie and Justin, a married couple, hashing it out.
Honestly, I can't believe it worked out that way.
It really does. Just the universe doing weird things sometimes.
That is an amazing coincidence.
It really is.
Okay. Yeah, because we spoke to Justin and Hallie yesterday.
Yeah.
And this morning we find a cat in the parking garage. More on the cat later. Let's get to Hash It Out right now. So Justin and Hallie, they are also adding a new addition to their family.
In the form of a baby.
Right. And the gender reveal is a week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Hallie found out the sex of the baby on Tuesday. And Justin wasn't there for the appointment, so he doesn't know.
She's been dangling like a carrot in front of him. And she will not tell him until the gender reveal party next Saturday. She says that she wants genuine surprise in the pictures.
Justin has a problem with that. Emily, what do you think? Hi. Does Justin have a reason to be upset?
I feel like he does. No shots to anyone or anything. I get that she wants it to be a surprise, but I feel it's a little bit petty. And if the roles were reversed, she would be so upset and crying, especially because of the hormones. And, like, I just feel like he did help make the baby, and it is his baby. And I wouldn't want the father of my child to find out when everybody else found out.
Okay, that's Emily. Thank you for listening this morning.
That's fair. When he said that, like, I helped make the thing, that's what was cracking me up.
Max in Lakewood has the opposite view. Max, good morning.
Good morning.
You think it's okay for Hallie to insist that Justin waits until the gender reveal party?
I think so, yes.
Why do you feel that way?
I mean, I have two boys older now, and I wish I would have done the gender reveal party thing. Although with my first, they told me I was having a girl, bought all the girl stuff, and then I was having a boy.
Oh, oh, that's crazy.
I found out later. Yes. So I think I think it's cute on her side. Dad should have been at the appointment. Okay. Life happens.
Yeah.
But I think, looking back, he's going to really enjoy and cherish the genuineness of the photos and just the surprise and everything. And I'm on team mom.
Thank you, Max. Let's go to Kristen in Canton, the city where I was born, Canton, Ohio. It's Kristen. Good morning.
Yeah. So I think they just need to meet halfway at this point. I give her kudos for messing with them because it is kind of funny.
Right.
But at the same point, I do see his side. So why don't they have an intimate, just them surprise for him, let's say this weekend, instead of having him wait. So she gets the genuine surprise, but it's just them. It's intimate. And then he will know and everybody wins.
I like that.
I actually really like that. Have you seen the really intimate reveals with they'll do a wedding, a cake, and the inside will be either blue or pink, and they cut the cake and then that's how they reveal it. I think those are always really
cute.
They
can always have just a friend or a family member there to take pictures.
Yeah.
It's the pictures that they want.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great compromise.
Yeah, she probably has to do, if she's going to do it this weekend, she has to do something to make it memorable.
Well, yeah,
for both of them.
I think Hallie also, understandably, she wants the pictures. She wants the surprise in the pictures. Mm-hmm. And I think you can still get that without waiting for the big gender reveal. I think doing a small thing just then would probably be best.
I was just in the doctor's office, and the doctor told us the sex of the baby, and that was it. There was there was nothing memorable about it. It was just, do you want to know? Yes. And then they told us.
Oh.
And that was it.
Up until my mom didn't want to know what I was. And then a couple minutes before I was born, based on my heartbeat, they were like, looks like you're having a healthy baby boy.
All
and
right,
then I came out.
Anything further, you can text us 216-474-0104. Good luck, Justin and Hallie. Hopefully you work that out. Keep in touch with us. All right, we have Melanie in Richfield. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us this morning. And you are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct, then Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, though, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. I have 5 questions here. Melanie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Cleveland has the Guardians. Cincinnati has who?
The Bengals.
Question 2.
Oh, no, the Reds. The Reds.
Question 2. What television series is Better Call Saul a spinoff of?
Better Call Saul. I don't know.
Question 3. Is a saxophone a brass instrument or a woodwind?
Brass.
Question 4. It's the name of a popular casino game that involves a spinning wheel, a small ball, and a table where you can place bets.
Roulette.
Final question. In 2011, what Chicago-based daytime talk show host aired their final episode after almost 25 years?
Oprah?
One more time.
I don't know.
One more time, your guess?
Oprah?
All right, Melanie. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, come on back to the studio. Melanie, I think you did better than you think.
I don't know. It was kind of difficult.
Give me a guess on how many correct you think you got.
2.
You got 3.
Oh, that's okay. Good. Okay. I hope Alyssa didn't have her caffeine this morning.
You know, Alyssa really isn't that much of a caffeine drinker. You're not much of a caffeine drinker, right?
No.
You have an energy drink in the morning?
Sometimes.
Not really a coffee drinker.
Not regularly.
Sometimes an energy drink. But the thing is, Melanie, Alyssa's been going 5 for 5 lately. Contestants have been going 5 for 5. So, yeah, I did try to get the questions a little more difficult this morning.
Oh, you did? You upped the difficulty level?
Alyssa, it is difficult.
Is it really?
I hope you're feeling it today.
Oh, I don't know that I am, but I better try.
So Melanie says they were really difficult, but Melanie still went 3 for 5.
Okay. That's not bad at all.
So Alyssa needs 3 correct to tie and 4 to win. Here we go. Cleveland has the Guardians. Cincinnati has who?
The Reds.
Question 2. What television series is Better Call Saul a spinoff of?
Breaking Bad.
Question 3. Is a saxophone a brass instrument or a woodwind?
It's brass. Really?
I know.
What?
I don't remember what class I was taking. It was in college. It was some music appreciation class. And I missed that question, and I'll never forget it.
Well, yeah, because it seems like it should be a brass.
A saxophone itself is made of brass.
Right.
However, it is considered to be a woodwind instrument because you need a reed to put there at the mouthpiece.
That's what I was thinking. Like that stupid little mouthpiece thing. Yeah.
Question 4, it's the name of a popular casino game that involves a spinning wheel, a small ball, and a table where you can place bets.
Roulette?
That is correct. Final question, in 2011, what Chicago-based daytime talk show host aired their final episode after almost 25 years?
Ooh. Daytime talk show.
Yes.
Wow, I don't ever watch those.
Okay.
I have no idea.
You've never watched it, but you've also never been to a Reds game, and you've never seen Breaking Bad. You knew that one.
Yeah, but those are pop culture. I know those.
Believe me, when you hear the answer to this question, I'm not going to say anything else.
I don't know it. I don't know.
Oprah.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, I should have gotten that one.
Well, you are lucky you got the Breaking Bad one, because that is one that Melanie missed. And because of that, you tie today.
It all comes out in the wash.
Melanie, you did great. We loved having you.
Thank you for having us. My son and I listen to you guys every morning on our drive to school. So this is his last week of school. So he's really excited to listen to you guys as well.
What's your son's name? How old? Where does he go to school?
Weston. You want to say hi to him?
Yes, please.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Weston.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
Enjoy your final week of school and enjoy your summer, because we know you won't be listening anytime at all this summer.
And that's okay.
Yeah, we'll just catch you in the fall.
Thank you.
Melanie, we do want to spend more time with you. We have tickets to the Girls Night Out hosted by Alyssa that's happening next month. We'll get you all the details on that, okay?
Awesome, Alyssa. Yay.
Yay, we get to hang out.
Girls Night Out.
Let's go.
Yay. My name is Melanie. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us this morning. So the category on Jeopardy last night was overheard on TikTok.
Okay, I feel like I should be really good at this.
I hope so. I only have three of them.
Okay.
But, you know, they had the $100, the $200, right, whatever it was. But that was the category, overheard on TikTok. So I don't know if this is like content on TikTok. I don't know if it's like how to...
You have no idea what it is because you're not on the app.
I'm not. So I would miss all of these questions. All of them.
Yeah.
I don't know any of them. So it really made no sense to me. Let's see how you do, because Alyssa is on TikTok like all day long.
I am. It's true. My screen time is atrocious.
Okay, so here it is. Question one from Jeopardy last night. Overheard on TikTok.
It's a two-word term for the brief delay before speaking on TikToks made by those in their late 20s to early 40s.
Millennial pause.
What's a millennial pause?
The dreaded millennial pause.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! That's when you like start a video, but like you don't start talking right away. You just kind of stare at the camera for like 0.5 seconds. That's the millennial pause. It's like you just look and then you go, hey guys. So like, yeah, it's one of those.
I hate the hey guys.
Yeah.
I do not enjoy the hey guys.
So everybody's been asking what I use for my skincare routine. Yeah. Just imagine a tiny pause before that.
And no one's been asking.
No one's been asking. No, not a soul.
All right. Very good. You're one for one.
Okay.
Overheard on TikTok. This was on Jeopardy last night. Let's see if you get this one.
On TikTok, a duet is a side-by-side video, while this feature allows you to thread a video with your own.
A stitch.
That's called stitch.
Nobody else got that last night.
Really?
That's what that noise means.
Oh.
That's called stitch.
I would have gotten that.
Yeah.
What the heck? How did they not get that? That's like a staple of TikTok.
You could have won some money on Jeopardy last night.
I really could have.
I'm not sure about any of the other categories, but...
But this category, I would have rocked it. I don't really know much about like history or geography or anything like that. But like you throw me some pop culture TikTok questions, I'm in.
All right. Last one. Overheard on TikTok. This was on Jeopardy last night.
Sounding a bit like a Batman villain. It's a seducer, or the nickname of the eyebrow raising, chin stroking kid, Christian Joseph.
What?
Uh oh. Do you want it again? On Jeopardy,
let me have it one more time.
You don't get to repeat the questions on Jeopardy.
I felt like a different language.
Sounding a bit like a Batman villain, it's a seducer, or the nickname of the eyebrow-raising, chin-stroking kid, Christian Joseph.
Is it the Rizzler?
What's the Rizzler?
Yes. And now the Rizzler's been on Jeopardy. There's no limit to his power now.
There's no limit to his power now.
Wow! You got it!
Okay, 3 for 3. I would have done so good on that round of Jeopardy. I could have been rich.
216-474-0104. We are the Q Morning Show. Here's something else we want to get into this weekend, because I know it's still graduation season.
Oh,
there were
graduation
ceremonies last weekend. I know for a fact that there's graduation ceremonies this weekend. Do you remember who spoke at your commencement ceremony, either in high school or in college? Think about that. Let's get into that. I'm just wondering if anybody had anybody cool show up at their graduation ceremony to give a speech.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, I didn't have anybody cool speak at any of my commencements.
So my commencement, I graduated 2015 from Kent, and I looked, my ceremony is actually online. I just watched myself walk across the stage, but I didn't have any cool speakers. Like, the president of the university spoke, which... Bev Warren at the time. I love her. But like, there wasn't like a celebrity or anything.
That's so funny that you say that, because as I think back to my college commencement ceremony, the president of our school also was the commencement speaker, Dr. Carol Cartwright.
Oh,
from back in the day.
Okay.
And I don't remember anything she said.
Yeah, I don't, except pay I don't your remember anything.
She said, pay your parking tickets. That's really the only thing that I remember.
Did she really?
She did. She said... She says we're to the part of the ceremony where we're going to hand out the diplomas, but if you haven't paid all your parking tickets, there actually isn't going to be anything in there, and we're not going to mail anything to you until you pay them. Bless you.
Sorry. Thank you.
You're allergic to that cat, aren't you?
I am allergic to cats. No, I really am. I am allergic to cats, and my seasonal allergies are also running wild right now.
Oh my God, it's like you're cursed. You love cats. You're obsessed with cats, however, you're allergic to them. It's like a curse.
Yeah. No, I already took Zyrtec this morning.
My high school graduation, I don't remember. I think it was a reporter from the local newspaper. I graduated from Tuscarawas Central Catholic in New Philadelphia. I think so. They worked at the Times Reporter. I think they were a columnist.
I don't remember anything about high school graduation.
No speeches? You don't remember anything?
No. All I remember was I wore flip-flops, and we weren't supposed to do that, and I didn't know until I got there. But I don't remember who spoke or anything.
216-474-0104. Did anyone cool speak at your commencement ceremony, either high school or college? And it was memorable. Like, you remember, and you can tell everyone, yeah, so-and-so spoke at my graduation.
Yeah.
216-474-0104. It's Throwback Thursday today. We promised we would play this one.
I'm so happy.
If you were listening yesterday, you know exactly why we're playing this song. Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Cameron in Menor, good morning.
Good morning, how's it going?
So did anybody cool or memorable speak at your graduation ceremony back in the day, high school, college?
Yeah. So I graduated from the Ohio State University, class of 2001.
All right.
Oh, Buckeye.
Absolutely. That year, our commencement speaker, drum roll please.
Okay, I'm ready.
Bill Cosby.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. At the time.
Yeah. Back then it wasn't. Oh. Yeah. Back then it was like, oh, wow. It's
you
Bill
said
Cosby.
2001?
Yep. Okay. Was awesome. We were all like super hyped. It was really cool. Although he did, he kind of rambled on during the whole thing. So I don't remember a word of what he said.
Right.
But now, yeah. Not really. I don't even really tell anyone anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even mention it.
How does that come up?
Yeah.
Except when we ask.
What is cool, though, is that, you know, the day that they gave Cosby an honorary degree, and then years later, they took it away. So.
Oh, so the Ohio State gave him, like an honorary doctorate or something like that?
Yeah. During that commencement speech, they gave him an honorary degree.
And then they took it away? Ohio State took it away?
After
for them.
After all this stuff came out. Yeah. You know.
Jeez.
By the sword, die by the sword, I guess, you know.
Talk about a good two truths and a lie. Bill Cosby spoke at my commencement.
All right, good one. Thank you, Cameron. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
It's Tabitha in Brunswick. Good morning, Tabitha.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. If you get more questions correct than her, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If you are somehow deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. So your 5 questions. Are you ready, Tabitha?
I'm ready.
Question one. The movie Rocket Man is about what singer?
Elton John.
Question two. Siri is the digital assistant of what large company?
Apple.
Question three. Hubba Bubba and blackjack are types of what?
Bubblegum.
Question four. As of yesterday, what airline is now charging $35 for a checked bag?
Southwest.
Final question. There's a group of lakes up in New York that are named for a body part. What is it?
Ooh, group of lakes, New York. I don't know.
Not even going to guess a body part?
Body part. Let's do legs.
The legs. All right, Tabitha, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to us? She'll be back in a second. Tabitha, you did really, really well. I'll wait till Alyssa sits down here before I tell you how you did. Alyssa,
every day. So.
Oh, thank you so much for doing that. Alyssa, yeah. Meet Tabitha in your hometown of Brunswick.
Good morning, Tabitha.
Good morning.
And Tabitha just went 4 for 5.
Nice. That's pretty solid.
The last one's tricky.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the heads up.
All right. So Alyssa needs all 5 to win the game and 4 just to tie to avoid a loss. Here we go. Question number one. The movie Rocket Man is about what singer?
Elton John.
Oh.
Siri is the digital assistant of what large company?
Apple.
Question three. Hubba Bubba and blackjack are types of what?
Bubblegum.
Question four. As of yesterday, what airline is now charging $35 for a checked bag?
Ugh, Southwest.
Okay.
I don't want to get into it right now. It's a touchy subject.
So both of you did the exact same thing. You got the first 4 questions correct. So we have a tie today. This will decide if Alyssa outright wins the game. There's a group of lakes up in New York that are named for a body part. What is it?
This
is what got me.
What? Yeah, this is hard. I don't know. I'm just going to go with your, I'm trying to just think of any bone, any part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Your spine.
The spine lakes.
Spine lakes.
No, not the spine lakes.
No.
This summer, you could travel and go visit the Finger Lakes.
Oh.
I don't want to. I'm not going to. I'm not going there.
It's going to be the bane of my existence moving forward.
Yeah, I've got a bone to pick now with the Finger Lakes.
We have to settle for a tie today. However, Tabitha, you sound lovely, and you have so much in common with Alyssa, the fact that you're both from Brunswick.
Yeah.
You should come hang out for Girls Night Out next month with Alyssa.
Yeah, come hang out.
I'm here for it. Let's do it, girl.
Yes.
My name is Tabitha, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Danny in Bay Village is here. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on this morning?
Well, when I was driving with my kids to school this morning and you guys were talking about the new cat in the office, my 9-year-old commented that Alyssa's voice sounded different, and then my 8-year-old son told him that that's because your voice changes when you're happy. So I think you should keep the cat for office morale.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
What a sweet conversation by your kids.
I know, that's so cute.
That's very cool that they noticed something like that.
I know, it's such a small little thing. But hey, yes, kids notice everything.
They're going to be bummed because they were waiting in the car to see if you got the text. But that was an hour ago and they're already at school.
Yeah, it's been a busy morning, Danny. When I got out of bed this morning, I did not expect that Alyssa would be rescuing a cat. So there's, long story short,
you're the reason that this happened.
I noticed the other day that there was a cat that was running around the parking garage. And we work downtown at the Halley Building. So this is in the Halley Building parking garage. And because Alyssa just adopted her third cat
2 weeks ago,
I was like, hey, you should go find this cat and rescue this cat and take this cat home. Because what's the difference between having 3 cats and 4 cats? There's no difference. You should just have a fourth cat.
And then pretty soon you have 10.
So I take Alyssa over to in the parking garage this morning, and the cat is sitting there in its little hiding space
like
in the parking
waiting.
Garage.
She was just like waiting for us to come find her. And she's just the snuggliest little girl. My godmother actually is a vet. She owns a vet practice in Strongsville. Small miracles. And I texted her, I'm going to go actually like right after work. And we're going to take the little girl. We're going to take the little girl, get her checked out, see what's going on with her. And I guess I have another cat.
Well, I'm sure by tomorrow we'll have like final resolution on what's going to happen.
We'll have some updates.
And we have named her because we rescued her from the Halley Building parking garage. Her name is Hallie.
Yes, her name is Hallie. So we're already getting very attached. She has a name.
And there is video of all of this right now on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. If you just click into our stories, you can see really it's the timeline of everything that happened this morning. There's Alyssa and I in the parking garage, and Alyssa rescues the cat, and then the cat's in the studio eating cat food out of the can. This morning.
Also, the communal bowls that we share with other coworkers, we definitely did put cat food in those, so I'm sure they're going to love that.
You better put those in the dishwasher twice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.